Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over some news that I actually saw on Twitter last night. I saw it pop up on Zero Hedge, and I thought, this is good stuff. This is good to see. You know, I'm very, very critical of politicians, as you guys know well. But when I see someone that's doing something that I agree with and I think is good, I'm going to go ahead and mention it. So let's head over to Zero Hedge. So DeSantis tells students standing behind him to take off the ridiculous masks. And listen, I want to be clear. If people want to wear masks, so be it. Wear them. But I want to make sure that they're informed. And if these kids are forced or feel like they're being pressured by the media or their friends, you know, that's not right. I think they should know the facts. And the facts are that, especially for young men, it looks like in their age group, looks like they're teenagers, wearing that mask, especially a cloth mask like that, is especially outside. I'm assuming they're outside. Maybe they're indoors. But if they are outside, regardless, it's just absolutely, well, ridiculous to use his words. I mean, he's right on the money. That is complete insanity. And why is it bad? Well, because we want to make sure that, you know, we're not creating an environment where young people are afraid of or have irrational fear. That's the best way to put it. And, you know, if you guys have been watching the channel, you most likely saw the video I did on the gal in California. I think it was in the LA Times, where her niece was talking about how the mask makes her feel safe. Yet that's not good. That's not good to raise kids like that. They're going to become adults, and we're going to turn them into hypochondriacs. So, you know, if they want to wear them, fine, but I'm going to try to do my best, as Milton Friedman would say, to convince you that what you are doing is irrational and doesn't make sense. And if you continue to do it, well, that's fine. But at least I pointed to the facts and tried to convince you otherwise. So let's go into this, because, you know, I do not like over emotion, as you guys, especially right now, what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. I see it everywhere. But it is nice to see politicians just kind of call it like it is and get out of their political personality for just a moment and be a real human. And I think this shows that side of DeSantis. And I think that's good. I think it's good. That's one thing that I learned from one of the people who taught me the most about business, is he says, George, you're firm with the employees. You're very demanding. You get a lot out of them. You're incredibly productive. This is true. You know how to make a lot of money in business, and you know how to turn businesses around. You know how to do things that are very, very difficult. But for once in a while, you got to remind people you're human. And those are very, very, very wise words. And so anyway, I don't want to get off on that tangent, but let's get into this here. So like I said, headline, DeSantis tells students standing behind him to take off ridiculous masks. This was during a speech at University of Florida, South Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis turned to students who were standing. All right, Zero Hedge, you gotta edit these a little bit better here. You gotta leave the spelling mistakes and the grammatical errors to me. You guys are too good for that. All right. Were standing directly behind him and asked them to take off their masks, calling it ridiculous theater. And this is true. I mean, he's calling a spade. That's what this is now, especially with what's going on with the cerveza sickness. It's going to be with us. I'm not going to say it's not that big of a deal, but it's endemic. It's, you know, we weren't doing this with the flu. And these young men look like they're very healthy, and they probably have just as much or almost as much of a risk with the flu. So if we're not doing it then, why are we doing it now? If we are doing it now, to his point, this is just theater. This is just like, it's just like the politicians taking Russia off of SWIFT. It's just political theater. And the whomever is forcing them to do this is just, you know, it's just for show. But the problem there is you got to do a cost benefit analysis. There is a cost to having kids do this, but there is no benefit. And that's what we need to understand. The only benefit is it makes teachers feel good. And it makes teachers feel good because it gives them an opportunity to virtue signal. So specifically, he said, you don't have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. Honestly, it's not doing anything. And we've got to stop with this COVID theater. I could not agree with him more. Nailed it right there, in my opinion. I think there's a lot of things that I would probably disagree with DeSantis. But boy, I could not be more in line with him about his views on stopping this COVID theater. That is for sure.
Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today.
In a twist of the story, one of the students who apparently gleefully removed the mask was later scolded by his mother. If this happened, I don't know that we have proof of that, but if this happened, this is so important because I see this. You know, I was one of the first people to go public, you know, make videos, do podcasts, whatever you want to call it, on social media, saying that the cerveza sickness was serious, that it was not the flu. And my argument there was just from Chris, it was from Eric Townsend and Chris Martinson. And it was really regarding the R-naught value. Back then, that's really all we knew. We didn't know the severity. We just knew that the R-naught value was high. And that's true. It's absolutely true. And then, you know, everyone shouted at me and told me I was crazy and that I was fear-mongering and yada, yada, yada. And then everyone got on board and then went way the other direction. And then I started to come back and say, okay, well, now you've gone from way over here to way over here. And then everyone told me the exact same thing. And when I saw the media getting involved, the same way they're getting involved today with Russia and Ukraine, by the way, I saw people get hysterical and behave irrationally. And this is an example of someone who is behaving irrationally that has, and remember guys, they told you that if you do your own homework, if you do your own research, that's dangerous. Remember the media telling you that? You've got to delegate your thinking to the authorities. And therefore, my guess is this mother did just that. And therefore, she's never even looked at the statistics. She's never even looked at the data that show that mandates and, you know, especially with kids, especially these cloth masks, they're completely ineffective. And she has been so whipped up in this frenzy of emotion that she, it's not even irrational. I don't think that's the appropriate word. It's they're living in a parallel universe that is, or her views are completely detached from reality. It's like someone who's, I don't want to say psychotic, but someone who's mentally ill, where they believe things are true that are, or they're seeing like ghosts, or they're seeing things that aren't there. And this is the same thing. This mom has this fear that is completely unfounded. And she's taking it out on her kid. Then the question becomes, well, what does that do to the kid long term? And then the question becomes, well, how did the mother get that way? Because of the media. And then the question becomes, if this mother can get this way about masks, can she get this way about her view towards the United States going to war with Russia? The answer is yes. We've seen the global elite, the media, the authoritarians do what they've done during the last 2 years. We've seen this, and yet we're allowing them to do it to us all over again. Let me get back on the topic of DeSantis here. So now they're just trying to make this mother look foolish, which, you know, I'm not about that. I mean, is she delusional? Yes. Is it her fault? I guess to a certain degree, you got to blame it on her, because if you're allowing the media to manipulate you, then I guess that is on you. But let's not put all the blame on her. This is the media trying to brainwash her and manipulate her to get overly emotional about things that, and be overly afraid of things that don't exist, but get overly afraid about, to get overly afraid about a situation that has such an incredibly low probability that she should be more afraid about driving home than she should about her, 16-year-old boy wearing a mask. So anyway, I don't want to throw her under the bus. Oh, I see. So I thought this wasn't a thing in Florida, but the article says face masks have been optional at schools and colleges in Florida since last July. However, some local districts are still enforcing the mandates. Yeah, and so either they haven't done the homework, they've just blindly listened to the media, or they're just virtue signaling at the expense of the kids. That's what we're dealing with here. So I guess DeSantis went on to say the federal government has no right to tell parents that in order for their kids to attend school in person, they must be forced to wear a mask all day, every day. How can you not agree with that? Many Florida school children have suffered under forced mask policies, and it is prudent to protect the ability of the parent to make decisions regarding the wearing of masks by their children. Again, how could you not agree with that? All right, so I think more warnings on just looking back at how people have been manipulated by the media over the last 2 years. And we've got to be aware of that and to try to do our best to make sure that people are not manipulated today or in the future by whatever the media wants them to feel. And then kudos to DeSantis. Good to see a politician standing up for freedom, liberty, and at the end of the day, rationality. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you on the next video.